Radio. And we're joined on the line this morning by Steve Makin. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Alan.
Yeah, good to speak to you. Recovering after your little mishap last week, I sincerely hope.
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, I did pull my hamstring.
Well, I think you did more than just pull it, didn't you, the way you were hobbling around here. Anyway, the reason you're here today is to talk about scouting, something that's close to the heart of a lot of people, I think, in Surrey.
Yeah, absolutely, Alan. Yeah.
Yeah, now, I was in the Scouts for years. I enjoyed it. I had to leave. I think Scouts went on a lot older when I was in the Scouts, but I had to leave because I was studying for A-levels, and the two didn't really combine. But so what are the age limits now for Scouts and so on?
Yeah, I mean, how it really works, Alan, there's kind of about four or five different groups, and it starts from round about the age of six, where you've got kind of the Beaver Scout. And then they go from 6 till 8, and then the Cubs from 8 till 10, and then the main scouts, the typical scouts from 10 and a half to 14, and then we've got two other groups, which is the Explorer Scouts from 14 to 18, and then what we call Scout Network. So, and I think there's a few misconceptions about scouts. It used to be called the Boy Scouts. It's now very much mixed. It's boys and girls across all of those age groups.
Yeah, I think when I was in the Scouts, it was so easy. There were only just three Cub Scouts and Ranger Scouts in those days. A lot easier. Now, how long have you been you're a Scout leader in Weybridge, yeah? Is that right?
Yes, yeah. I'm actually an assistant Scout leader now.
Right.
I started about 6 years ago. I was kind of informed that first Weybridge was going to... It was really struggling to recruit people. And I was really looking for something to do with my son, and trying to give something back. And I heard that, this scout group that had been going since 1907, one of the oldest ones in the country, potentially may have to start closing down its beavers and cubs because of lack of volunteers. So I kind of put my hand up and, quite apprehensive, to be honest, at the first, because you don't know what level of commitment you're going to be committing to. And I've been doing it for a good 6 years. Having ran beavers, also co-ran cubs, and also now running scouts.
And you obviously get a lot out of it, or you wouldn't keep going after 6 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been quite fortunate. I've been able to do it with my son. We're going to be able to look back, hopefully, in many years and talk about the amazing stuff we did together. So it's a great opportunity. But, it's also the chance to work with other kids. And I've seen really shy, unconfident kids just change into real leaders over the last 6 years, and also making friends with the parents and the other volunteers, just been fantastic.
Yeah, and it's a great bonding between you and your son as well, building memories. But it must give you a great sense of achievement to actually bring these children on and to see, as you say, the confidence develop and the friendships develop. It must give you a great sense of achievement, a great sense of well-being to see that happening.
Yeah, absolutely. We see kids from all different backgrounds in life. We go on camping trips. We took a lot of the scouts to Switzerland last year for a week. We've taken them on 20-kilometer hikes, and you've got kids who literally have never been on a walk in their life. And it's really quite encouraging to see them, experiencing new things. And, you just look at some of the people, Richard Branson, Barack Obama, David Beckham, they all put, down for their start in life as, being in the Scouts and the challenges that gave them. And we see that all the time, these kids really developing. And it's a great, area for leadership as well. You get a lot out of it in the training. And you also get a huge amount in terms of the involvement in the community. And you get involved in lots of traditions, Remembering Sunday, St. George's Day, our allegiance to the flag, we start with that every time. So you really do get embedded into the community as well, which you don't always feel or see, which is really positive.
Yeah, and you had a very big quiz night recently, which I understood was completely sold out.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Scouts in itself is a charitable organisation, and we do need volunteers and we do need to raise the money, so we can do these really great adventures with the kids across the board.
Yeah.
So we do a lot of charity raising events as well.
Yeah, it's not cheap, is it, to take 20 kids to Switzerland or whatever?
No, it's not. And you know, we're fortunate we live in a part of Surrey where we probably have a high level of affordability there. But, you know, we are a charity and we also support people who have a lesser capability to do that. And we have the capability with the fundraising. We have some great fundraisers in Scouts. You know, and that there's lots of roles, you know, within Scouts than just... you know, the kids bit. And, you know, some people like working with the kids, some people prefer working with adults. And we've got lots of different roles, you know, whether it be in the district, in the county, executive roles, whether it's assisting, you know, certain working with the kids, or really being, you know, the group roles, which are group secretaries, scout leaders, treasurers, chairman. It's like, in a way, a mini business, but it's all supporting the kids themselves to make sure that we get that. We really get out there and support the kids. But there's a huge support network under the Scout leaders that allow us to do that and to do that safely.
Yeah, I think that might surprise a lot of people, because certainly you see the Scout groups, you see the Scout leaders and you see the Scouts. You don't realise what goes into actually achieving that at that entity, if you like.
No, absolutely. You know, and everybody knows, they've seen the Scout Hut, they've seen Scouts out and about. You know, the organisation, it's not just the two Scout leaders or the four Scout leaders. There's a whole team behind that. And I think, you know, when we talk about the need for volunteers, I mean, we have something like 450,000 young people in Scouting across the UK. You know, and with that, you know, hopefully there's something like 900,000, you know, parents and 1.8 million grandparents, potentially, that are out there that can be volunteers. And you know, I think there's a bit of a misconception that, well, volunteers aren't needed, because obviously there's more than enough people. And I think, you know, that's not the case. You know, what we recognise, families are very busy, commitments can be difficult, and not everybody can volunteer. So, you know, our volunteers, you know, can fill all different types of roles right across the board. And really, it's the level of commitment is very variable. We have to recognise that because of those busy lives, the amount of commitment that people can give, we have to be highly flexible. I mean, myself, I'm a director in a well-known oil company. I travel a huge amount around the world. I have to fit in Scouts where I can. And, you know, we have a really supportive team that allows me to do that, to be there when I can and not. And that's really positive.
Brilliant. Now, one of the reasons you're here today is to... appeal, if you like, for more volunteers and give a website where they could make an application. Would you like to do that now?
Yeah, absolutely, Alan. Thanks so much. Yeah. So, look, I think, you know, why do Scouting in the first place and why volunteer? You know, if you're a retiree wondering what to do next with your spare time, a partner at home while the kids are at school, you know, a young person who wants leadership experience, or a working person who wants to give something back, it's a really worthwhile and rewarding volunteering experience. You can do it as long as you're over 18. And if you're between 14 and 18, you certainly have the option of becoming a young leader. We have lots of roles. There's always a demand for volunteers in Scouting. And the training, you can be as flexible as you want in terms of the amount of commitment you want to give. And there is a huge amount of training that can support that as well, depending on the level of commitment, and it's very flexible. If you're interested, we do have a Scout website. It's called scouts.org.uk. That's our kind of UK website. If you go on there, you can actually find out about Scouting in your local region by putting in your postcode, and it will tell you all the Scouting groups and who to contact. And I can guarantee there'll be lots of people that will be really keen to take on volunteers.
Well, Steve, let's hope you get some volunteers. Thank you very much for taking the time to come and talk to us this morning. I know you have to dash off for a meeting about now. So thank you very much indeed. And let's hope you get lots of volunteers as a result of this.
Yeah, super, Alan. And thanks a lot for having me.
Not a problem. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Brooklyn's Radio.